The Blessing Fish by Crystal Hershey, based on a true story. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Hymns number 241. Brayden listened to Mom read from the Bible and looked at the picture she showed him. It showed Jesus after he was resurrected. He was talking to some of his disciples who were on a fishing boat. The disciples had fished all night without catching anything. When Jesus came, he told them where to put their net to catch fish. They tossed the net into the water. This time, it caught so many fish, they couldn't pull the net back up.
They caught that many fish?
Brayden's brother Christian asked, eyes wide. Mom nodded and kept reading. She read how the disciples dragged the net to shore. It had caught 153 large fish, but even though it was so full, the net hadn't broken. See John chapter 21, verses 2 through 11. This time, it was Brayden who had a question.
What do you think they did with all of the fish?
Mom set her scriptures down on her lap.
You know, I've read these verses many times, but I guess I never really thought about that. But I love your question. Let's keep reading and see what it says.
Soon they found a verse that said Jesus cooked fish for Peter and the other disciples.
So they ate some of the fish?
Brayden asked. Mom nodded, but before she read more, Christian jumped up and down.
I know. The fish were like money back then, right? Because fishing was Peter's job. Like our dad has a job building walls with cement.
Mom smiled.
That's right. So the fish were probably a blessing to Peter's family, just like the money Dad earns is a blessing to us.
This time, Brayden's sister Victoria spoke up.
Maybe they traded fish with a carpenter to get some furniture. Joseph was a carpenter, right?
Mom put her arm around Victoria and squeezed her shoulders.
Wow, you guys have some great ideas about this story. Let's think of some of the blessings our family has. We already talked about one, that Dad has a job. What are some others?
Making this list was easy.
Our house.
Clothes.
Food.
Brayden and Christian and Victoria were still calling out answers when they heard Dad open the door.
You're home,
Victoria said as she jumped into his arms. Dad kissed the top of her head.
What are you kids up to?
We're talking about blessing fish,
Brayden said. Dad raised his eyebrows.
Sounds exciting. I can't wait to hear all about it.
That night, Brayden and his family decided to start a new tradition. Every night after dinner, they would tell each other about new blessings they had noticed. Tonight, Mom even brought out a bowl of fish-shaped candy to eat while they shared. Brayden smiled as he took a bite. Who knew that blessings could be so sweet? The author lives in Nevada, USA.
Sidebar. I'm trying to be more grateful, so my mom made me a gratitude tree. Every night, we talk about what I'm grateful for and write those things on leaves on the tree. Each month, we start over with a new tree. I love to be grateful. Kate G., age 6, Arizona, USA.
End of the story, The Blessing Fish,